we discussed Ma'aseh Echad. And the next weeks we're going to be going. I'm going to go over to the Sicha Tov Shimon Beis, more or less. So this is like to connect the two. You have to explain what's going on. There's one mustik which I want to bring out over here, which is the last line on page 19. The Rebbe says halacha machir achetzes olah. That means that halacha. The last line, it's my husband, the Rambam. Then it's after the Havrim, it appears in several other places. And it's actually the early end of the Sifas also, but this expression of Halacha Machir HaChetz, so that was in the Havrim. And which means that Halacha creates its Chetz. And what that means is, basically what that means the object. In other words, Allah says a certain that this is mutter. The fact Allah says this is also and this is mutter obligates there should be an object which Allah is discussing. The fact Allah is thinking there has to be so that Allah is machriya obligates the mitzvahs of the chefter. Okay, so the mitzvahs. Okay, fine. That is the thing we want to get to because it's very important because. What we're going to be doing, we're going to be saying here that once we have the Rebbe's Mahalas, that everything is established by Torah, this is what we started discussing last week, so therefore, basically, what it does is there's no absolute difference between Golas and Gula. Why? Because we'll come to it soon. Okay, so this is the Nukudah. So now, let's go back to what we had before. We had the union of Ma'aseh Echad, right? So we had two ways of explaining how a Yid can bring the Gula with one individual Yid can bring the whole Gula. So there's one way, that way the Alter Rebbe says it from the Zoya, that it will be a Tzaddik Gomer who will do a super tshuva, he will be able to bring the Gula, right? So when you say that the Tzaddik Gomer is going to do a super Gula, he's going to bring the Gula, you're talking about a person who has a certain quality, that he's a Tzaddik, he's a very prestigious person. And he's going to do a tshuva, so his koyach of tshuva is going to be such a great tshuva. He's going to be able to bring the gula. So what? Like the Rebbe says in the maimer of the last maimer that Rebbe gave out. The Rebbe explains, huh? About the tshuva, the Rebbe explains that why? How can a tzaddik bring the gula? Because the Rebbe explains because the koyach of ligvul. A tzaddik is. A Yid has a koyach of ligvul. If a Yid will bring out in himself the gula, in himself the koyach of ligvul, how he'll do tshuva, he'll do such a great tshuva, this is the loss of Alter Rebbe, he'll do such a great tshuva, that he will be able to bring the gula. So what is, okay, so when the Rebbe, we say these words, we're talking about bringing the gula. So there's a way, we all know the Rebbe always says is, do one ma'aseh, the gula will come, right? The same thing is also, the same thing you have the Rebbe says, quotes from the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe says that if a Tzaddik Gomer from the Zohar, the Tzaddik Gomer will do an Emes Tshuva, he will bring the Gula, right? So there's a difference between them. When you say a Tzaddik Gomer is going to do an Emes Tshuva, he's going to bring the Gula, so the Rebbe explains in the mind about the Tzaddik, how is this Tzaddik going to bring the Gula? Because he's going to do his Tshuva, his Tshuva is Koyach HaBligvul, he's going to reveal his full Koyach HaBligvul. So if you reveal Koyach HaBligvul, if it's Bligvul, what's questioning you? With Bligvul, you can do anything, so you can bring the Gula, right? So this, what the Alter Rebbe says in the name of the Tikkuna Zoya, is something that makes logical sense. If I bring out in myself the Koyach HaBligvul, of course, I can do anything. Bligvul, that makes logical sense, yeah? Huh? It's high madrega, it's hard to reach, but the idea makes a lot of sense. When the Rebbe says, you do one ma'aseh, the Rebbe is not any person, you do one ma'aseh, the Rebbe is not discussing what was behind the ma'aseh, how much intention he put in the ma'aseh, how much kavanah he put in, how much feeling, the Rebbe doesn't go into that. Do one act, that one act can bring the gula, right? So that, what is the nikuda? This is really showing, what is the nikuda over here? So we had last week. We on the second page, on page 19, you have the on the line 16. We had it ready last week. Yeah. that what do the Rebbe, the Rebbe does is, we have a Siddur tells us about the Likus, right? So there's many Madrigas in Likus. There's Mamalu Kalam and Sefer Kalam and Higher Erosov, Elakoromer. And each Madrigas is more superior than the one before it. It goes more out of a bullet, right? These are very big Madrigas, very high Madrigas. This is what Siddur explains us. The Rebbe has a very few simple words, right? Which these few simple words, there's no amazing logic into it. The Rebbe is just telling us a fact. And these words sort of say more than everything we had till then. What are the words that the Rebbe says? The Rebbe says, Teira and Yisrael are not a medium for, not an Amtsoi, it's not a medium for a purpose. They are their own purpose. Just like the Eibishter is an Asmi, the Eibishter is not for a purpose. He is his purpose. He is him. Same thing, Yisrael and Teira, Hashem was Boicha Teira, Hashem was Boicha Yisrael. So Yisrael is not for a purpose. So therefore, all these Eiris, whatever you learn of Siddur, Eir Ensof, the highest thing, anything we can understand and absorb in our mind, yeah, is all for a purpose. What is the purpose? What's Teira in Yisrael? Teira, the Eibishter chose, and so they're not for a purpose. Everything else is for us. So the Rebbe says, Teira and Yisrael. So therefore, once you have this idea of Teira and Yisrael, that we are not for a purpose, therefore, now we can understand, Maisa Echad. You do one, if you can bring the Gula with Koich HaBligvul, that we can understand. Bringing the Gula with Koich HaBligvul makes sense, right? It's Bligvul. Here we're talking about Teira and Yisrael. Teira and Yisrael don't have to be measured by Bligvul or Vul, because anything we can appreciate. The concept of Bligvul is amazing, but that is the earth is for a purpose to bring the Rebbe's attention. Teira Yisrael, they are there. They're not for a purpose. If Bligvul can bring the Gula, you do a mitzvah, you can also bring the Gula. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? If Teira Yisrael is Atzmi, so what Teira Yisrael, but Bligvul in an expression of the Koyach of the Eibishter, expression of the Etzem. Teira Yisrael is Bechidus Eibishter. So you do a mitzvah, you can bring the Gula. Why once upon a time, we did Chassidus always discuss the Inyan of the Likus, Madregis and Likus? Why did Chassidus discuss the Inyan Atzmi of Teira Yisrael? Because once upon a time, when you're sitting in a ghetto, you wanted to inspire Yidden of Eitz Hashem, you had to explain him. The fact was, the reality was, you were limited in performing Teira Mitzvot, and even if you would perform Teira Mitzvot, you would not necessarily see the result. So if you want to inspire Yid with Teira Mitzvot, you have to explain the Ruchnistic value of the Teira, the Gilui Likus, which is accomplished through a mitzvah. But to say Teira Yisrael is not really an explanation. It's a fact, right? You're going to tell a person Teira Yisrael, and you're not really telling him what is he getting with the mitzvah. In nowadays, that we can do mitzvahs and we can increase the mitzvahs, right? So the Rebbe is telling us, the Rebbe tells us, Teira Yisrael. Does that make sense? We can grow, we have, there's nothing there standing, blocking us, standing, holding us back from increasing the mitzvahs. So the Rebbe is telling us, Teira Yisrael.
No, can I ask?
Yeah, please, Leon.
So, I don't quite understand. Here it says, in the Sikhan Chalikai, Yitzhak, Lam in the Vrith Lashan, says, Kerni, in Yisrael, and Toy Lutur Hakavon Al Yena.
Yeah.
How is that a raya? Only in the very Hashem, just clearly is a raya that you are an Amtsoi.
Okay, so now...
Only in the very, for what? Not Latzmi l'shamshus kli.
Okay. So now that is why you have a footnote here.
Yeah.
In Chelik of Dalit. This in the Rebbe's Sunnah, this is the way he used it. The Rebbe in his earlier sikhs, this is the way it was written. In Chelik of Dalit, it was simplified. It was simplified from the Rebbe himself. Instead of saying, and this is twist, I had it in this sikh in the Tnim, you have Chelik of Dalit. He says, "Ani nevreisi the shamsu keni sung ba bria." A yid is above the bria.
Yeah.
So that, okay, that makes it much simpler. It says there, I didn't bring it. It says there in the order there, it says, and therefore, according to this, the language in Chelik Hei should be, has to be fixed slightly.
Okay, that makes it simple, right?
Okay, that's it. So after this order, all the sikhs, everything which always has the loshon of this order, not like
the shah, then that, meaning everything is created in order to serve some other purpose, but yidin are created in order to serve the Eivishter.
No. This is not the word. That is not the word. No. A yid is a yid. A yid is a yid, and there is no purpose. No. I need. No. That's what it is. There's a mind of putting you want to learn about limud Torah, where that brings out very the meaning of learning Torah, not even to be nidvik vegas and the stuff. There's no matara. This is mind of Yehuda Toshin Yudalov. Look at my mugi take my. You'll see it. The Rebbe brings out very clearly. It's very learn Torah, neat. Okay. Fine. And that is you're learning Torah because that is it. Okay. Now. So now let's go back. One second. Once we understand this, once we get this point, that Torah and Yisrael is above everything, then. Okay, let's do this thing first. When we have the mitzvah sichlius, yeah, we can understand. Mitzvah, then there's chukim. Chukim we can't understand, right? Right. Now, the reason why we do mitzvah sichlius, why, is it makes sense. It's not so hard. So we can appreciate the mitzvah. So we keep it. We observe the mitzvah, right? Mitzvah sichlius. When you do mitzvah sichlius, you appreciate what you're doing. Remember. You do mitzvah sichlius, yeah. Oh. Now there's chukim. Chukim. Why do we do chukim? Kabbalah sale, right? So now, what is it? We're told. Usually, we're told what koyach do we have to do chukim? Because the Siddur tells us, the Siddur Rebbe says, a yid v'tev is a kabbalah salenik. A yid naturally, a yid is kabbalah sale. So we have no problem to do chukim. It's in our system. Siddur nefesh chukim is all in our system. Here the Rebbe says, it's the same thing, number 3, it's in line 20. The Rebbe says, here the Rebbe is adding that we're doing chukim not only as Kabbalah's oil, a Kabbalah's oil, because we have a nature, a tev of being Kabbalah's oil mix, because we have a geshmak in chukim. Why does the Rebbe say we have a geshmak in chukim? Geshmak usually applies to a mitzvah sichlis. Mitzvah sichlis, I can have a geshmak. What koyach, with what brings me to do a chok, because I'm a Kabbalah's oil, right? A Kabbalah's oil is l'cheira, not the same as geshmak. It's not Kabbalah's oil is geshmak. It's Kabbalah's oil. It's another virtue. It's not geshmak. Here the Rebbe is saying I have a geshmak in it. Why? Because remember, if everything is Torah and Yisrael, so geshmak is just something which emanates from me. Any property, any value, if Torah Yisrael has no purpose, then anything which that can be defined and can be appreciated is something which is secondary to me. I am everything. So the fact I can appreciate, let's think again, the fact that the tzaddik can have a koyach of legal to do something is just an extension of himself. She's Torah Yisrael. So therefore, Tainuk is what? My satisfaction about something. So, Torah Yisrael, that's the etim. He's the etim. I do a mitzvah. I have a geshmak in the mitzvah because that's etim. I'm etim. And my geshmak is just an emanation, something which emanates from my etim. Does that make sense? Do we get it? Once we have etim, which is above, etim is absolute for no reason. It's just, that's who I am. Torah is who I am. Therefore, my geshmak is an extension of who I am. It's not It's not that if you have the Eibishter and there's me. So these things I can preach about the Eibishter, and this I don't, but remember, I'm connected to the Eibishter, I'm a Yid, so I do the Kabbalah soil. That is, I'm one thing, and there's the Eibishter another thing. If I'm Etzem, a Yid is Etzem, then when I do this thing of Kabbalah soil, it's part of me. If it's part of me, I have a Geshmak in it.
It's only... No.
It's in Tainug. Is it
together of Tainug is an experience of yourself.
Tainug is your own Tainug self. So this is young.
Because
Avish enjoys it. Because this is he decided to enjoy it. So I the same way. It's me. It's okay.
Why can't you just say you have a Tainug because you're Kabbalah?
You could say that, but it's not really the way it's usually said. Is because the way because that's correct. It's Kabbalah. It's bitter. There's two things, that Bickel and my appreciation. This appreciation belongs to Mr. Sichlius, and Kabbalah says it's Kabbalah says Mr. Snefesh, it's Mr. Snefesh. To have a Geshmak, you know, here the Rebbe is saying that every year, so the Aleph say Big Tzaddikim can have a Geshmak and Mr. Snefesh. Here the Rebbe is saying every year, he's talking about every year. You can appreciate the Kabbalah says, regardless, quietly, it's you. Now, so what comes out of this? Therefore, what is the difference of Golos and Gula? What is the difference of Golos and Gula? If everything is me, I'm in Zman of Golos also, and I'm in Zman of Gula. So what's the difference of Golos and Gula? What's the difference of Golos and Gula? The Golos and Gula is it's just a difference in Zman of, it's me, I'm a Yid in Golos, I'm doing a Mitzvah in Golos. And Gula is only a quantitative difference. Because remember, in other words, this is Gula and Gula is a quantitative difference. In Gula I can do so many mitzvahs. In Gula I'm going to be able to do much more. But it's in XM, it's the same in the same Torah, right? Or another, you could say another way the difference is. When in Zman HaGolus, I am not aware of my quality of Yisrael. I'm not aware of my quality of Torah. Why? Because I'm sitting in I'm suffering this. So there's in the world, let's say I'm a Yid, I am aware. The world is not aware of my virtue. So I could be Torah and I could be doing Torah and I'm Yisrael. In the Tzius Olam, the fact that I'm Torah and Yisrael is not apparent at all. In Gula, it's going to be very clear. Why? Things are going to be functioning. Because Torah, we didn't keep Torah, things are going to be functioning. The whole world is going to be thriving and sex and stress, all as a result of our observance of Torah mitzvahs. So we're going to see very clearly the might of Torah Yisrael. So what are the differences of Gula and Golus? It's just how much my identity will be appreciated. If I'm the same person as Man of Gula, I'm the same person as Man of Golus. In Zman HaGolos, I'm not, my existence is not felt so much. The fact that my quality of Torah and Yisrael is not felt. In Zman HaGolos, it's going to be felt. And because it's going to be felt, I'm going to be able to do more Torah mitzvahs. So this is what we had before in the Sikha of the Rebbe. We had in the Sikha, which is number 4, line 23, going over to the next page, that what is the whole... In other words, this is what the Rebbe says, you take the Aleph of the Eibishter and bring it into Golos, and you turn the Golos into Gula. So now, if we're going to take Golos and Gula the way it was always understood, what is the difference of Golos and Gula? In Gula, remember, what's the value of Torah? I'm Shachas Alakus, mental, right? In Zman HaGolos, we're going to see the Amshachas HaLikus through the Torah that we do. Right, we're going to see the Likus, right? We're going to see it in everywhere. Gosh, we're going to see the Golos. In Zman HaGolos, do we see it? We don't see the value of what I do. The Likus, which I bring from my Torah mitzvahs, in Zman HaGolos, we don't see it. So what are the chilik of Golos and Gula? Golos is Gilui, and Gula is Helen, right? So, is there any connection between Golos and Gula? No connection. Why? It's two opposites. What is Golos? Golos is The helim, there is no gula. What is gula? There's going to be gilui lekus. This is not gilui lekus, and this is gilui lekus. So, in that thinking, you can't say, I'm going to take the golus and turn it over to gula. Why? Because golus is, there is no gilui, and gilui, so we can say, I'm going to take this tzaddik, when he does his big tshuva and he brings the gula, what is he doing? When we actually, he's breaking the golus, and he's wiping out the golus, and he's bringing gilui lekus. He's bringing big gula. So you can't, this idea of taking golus and turning it into gula doesn't really exist. Because golus is the definition of golus. There is no gilui lekus. That's golus. And gula, what is the definition of gula? There is gilui lekus. So gula is by breaking golus, wiping out golus. If we say that everything there is, we're not for a matara, we're not an emtsoi. So I'm in golus, I'm doing a teira mitzvah. There's no reason I have to explain what are the value of this teira mitzvah. This value, it's like I'm doing the mitzvah, that's what it is. I'm doing that since Manu Golos. It's Manu Golos, I'm going to be able to do more. This is what the Rebbe said. You're going to be able to do much more. But I did it in Manu Golos. Therefore, but what's the difference? In Manu Golos, I'm not aware of the value of the Torah Mitzvah. The world is not aware. So the Rebbe is telling you, take this Aleph. Take this Aleph. Bring it into your Golos, this awareness of the Eibishter, this awareness that you are Torah and you are Yisrael, introduce it into your life now. So you are going to be, what is the difference now? You're just taking, there is you. I'm in Golos and I'm in Golos, no difference. Just like Hashem. Hashem has created Golos, he created Golos, he's always there. There's no difference in Hashem. I'm a Yid, I'm here. Doing a mitzvah here, I'm here doing a mitzvah there. Then I'm going to do more mitzvahs. But I'm the Yid and I'm doing a mitzvah. Bring now this awareness that I'm a Yid, this is the Aleph, bring it into Golos. Bring this value that I'm a Yid. How do I bring it? Show that I'm going to increase in the mitzvah and how life is going to get better and things are going to work better. I'm going to be able to do another mitzvah. I'm taking the golos. I'm changing in my situation of golos. I'm going to bring it into gula. Just to explain this further, let's explain this point better. Because this is a point I want to bring out for next week. We had this last week. Yeah, this is the last thing on page 20. The last quote on page 20. It's line 9, right? So. The Rebbe asks, the Tanya says that the Kvoni is Dirbet Tatanim, right? What is the Mendel? Why do you do mitzvahs? Dirbet Tatanim, right? Oh, this says the Tanya, yeah? Dirbet Tatanim, that's the Kvoni. Tanya asks, if the whole thing is Dirbet Tatanim, why do I have to do it with Yira and Ava? Why do I have to do it with Kvona? I just do the mitzvah, because Hashem said, why do I have to do Kvona? So what's the Alter Rebbe answering Tanya? If I'm going to do it without Kvon, it'll be a goof without a neshama, right? Fine. That's why you have to have Kvon. If you want to have a neshama in this whole thing of Torah mitzvahs, you have to have Kvon. That gives you a neshama. So the Rebbe asked here in Chelek Gimel, the Rebbe asked, and this is line 9. What happens? I'm going to say, I don't want a neshama. I don't care. Of course, the Rebbe tells me, without Kvon, it's going to be without a neshama. Okay. I'm concerned about the Eibishter. I want to do the Eibishter. I'll do what the Eibishter wants. What do I have to need to have Ava Yira? All of that. I'm going to do what the Eibishter wants. So I'll be without Hashem. The main thing I'm going to be doing, that's the Rebbe's Shaila. So, we had this last week. What is the Rebbe asking? Understand. Remember, what does it mean, I'm going to be a good without Hashem? It means, let's say, I'm going to do what the Eibishter wants. Let's say literally. And I'm going to be, well, good for the time. I'm going to be like a dead man. I mean, when I fulfill what the Abishah did, I'm going to do it all. I'm doing Kabbalah Sir. I'm doing everything the Abishah wants. Did a bit updated. And let's say when I accomplish this, did it, where am I going to be? I'm going to be good for the means. I'm going to be dead. But what's the difference I make? I did what the Abishah wants. Is that a question? I'm doing it. I don't want to be there when it's happening. I don't want to be in the Shoma alive, involved in what I accomplished. What is the question? What did I ask? If I'm doing it, I want to be there. If I do it, I don't. I'm good for the Shoma. I'm not going to. So we had this last week. So this we went through last week. The klal is the Rebbe. There is nothing assumed. In other words, we always assume. Let's say mishpatna, we're not allowed to steal. Not allowed to steal makes sense. You're not allowed to steal. So Siddur has to come and tell me. Should know. Even leisigzol, you shouldn't do it because your logic tells you not to do it. You should do it because the Abishan said you shouldn't do it. Kabbalah says even mitzvahs of mishpatim, you have to have a Kabbalah says, right? Fine. That's what Siddur tells us. Comes the Rebbe and says, you should know, mitzvahs of mishpatim, the Torah wants you to understand that it's not a good thing. The Rebbe says, the Torah wants you to appreciate the wrong of stealing. The Rebbe tells us that. Why the Rebbe has to tell us, the Torah wants me to appreciate the wrong of stealing? Siddur tells me that when it comes to stealing, I have to know that the Eibishter wants me to do it. I have to do it because the Eibishter wants. I have to do it just like I do a chok, just like Parah Duma, the same way I have to do keep the mitzvah not to steal, I have to keep it just like Parah Duma, right? Come to them and says, stealing, you have to also value the bad, which you have to appreciate the mitzvah that doing stealing is a bad thing. Why does that have to tell that to us? He brings the eye from the Rambam, he brings different eyes. Why does that have to tell us? That is lot the of a portion. Right? The Likudi is, there is no such a thing as Seichel says and therefore. No. Torah says there's legitimacy to Seichel. So therefore, Seichel has legitimacy. Therefore, Seichel has value. And this with the Rebbe says, when you do a mishpat, you appreciate, let's say, this mitzvah that has logical value. You are fully aware, you have this awareness, why do I appreciate the logic of this mitzvah? It makes logical human sense. At the same time, have an awareness, the reason why this makes human sense, because Hashem wants it to make human sense. This is what Rebbe said. I brought this all last week. So therefore, what is happening here, there is no such a thing as assumed. Humanly assumed, or logically assumed, there's no such a thing. Everything comes from the Torah, right? So therefore, the Rebbe asked, why do you need a group? Why do you have to have kavanah? I'll do what they just want. It's a good question. Why? Because there is no such thing as assumed that because it makes, I want to be there. You want to be there. Who says you have to be there? Remember, it has to be Hashem wants. It has to be Hashem wants it. And not because assumed that, yes, I have to do with kavanah because I want to be there. I want to be involved. No. It has to be coming from Hashem. So the Rebbe answers, it does come from Hashem. Why? Because if you're going to do it without kavanah, you're eventually going to give up on doing the mitzvah with the full, because you don't have any chayis, you won't do it properly. Then the Rebbe says also, the Rotan of Hashem is, the Rebbe gives two answers. But the point is that everything has to be coming from Hashem. Oh, so now once we have this, that everything is coming from Hashem, yeah, therefore, this falls in line with what we were saying all along, that Torah and Yisrael are absolute. So Torah and Yisrael is absolute. Anything else is just an extension of Torah. If it makes sense, because Torah says it makes sense, and that's why sense has value, okay? So Torah and Mitzvah are absolute. Therefore, what is the difference? If we're talking about, if we're talking about, before the Rebbe taught us this about Torah and Yisrael, what's Gula? Gila Lukos. Okay, Gula is Gila Lukos. So let's say now you have, it says, Zman and Gula will come, there won't be any more tumma, right? So we're going to have, let's say you have a horse, right? Horse is a double tumma, it's a bit of tumma. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? Abaru from the tumma and orat. Lachayra. These are shalot, it's a bit of tumma. Lachayra. I don't know if it says anywhere, but my perception would be the horse is not going to be there. It's shalot, it's a bit of, right? If Abaru from the tumma and orat. If that is, if Gula is Gilui, and Golot is Helam. Okay. If Gilui and Helam, there's no difference between Gilui, there's no difference. Gilui, I see it, of course. Helam, I don't see. I don't see no difference. There's two, there's only things. There's Hashem, Torah, and Yisrael. There's Torah, I'm doing to have Torah in Golot. It's limited. There's more Torah. what is, so now, what is this? This horse is not going to go away. Why? Because this, when I will see this horse, I will tell you why, because the Torah says this horse should not be eaten. So I'm going to see the horse, I'm going to realize, I'm going to be aware that I shouldn't eat it. Nowadays, I may question it. Shall I eat it? I have to overcome myself. Okay, we from a eating, we don't have any time to eating horses. But there may be other Dvarim Asurim, or things which we may want. So everything is questionable. And the Gula is not going to be, won't be any more questions, right? So, but now when we understand that everything, priorities are all created by the Torah, what's going to happen in this Man of Gula? This, if this Torah says it's not going to be eaten, so this thing has to, is there. What is going to be my clear awareness about this thing that I shouldn't, why is it there? Because it should not be eaten. So, the difference of Gula is, there's no difference, split difference between Golas and Gula. It's my perception of everything. Why is it my perception? Remember, because I'm Teirei Yisrael. Teirei Yisrael is intact. Golas and Gula, we're intact. We're the Aleph, which is above Golas and Gula, right? The Gula is when my, who I am, is going to be very clear to the whole world, to myself, it's going to be very clear. So therefore, at that time, I'm going to realize that this horse should not be eaten. I'm going to be very clear. I mean, it's going to be, so it won't even occur to eat it. To do an aveira is not going to occur. It's going to be so. So therefore, what it basically is, everything which is here today is going to be there tomorrow. Unless things, the other exceptions, the things which Torah says, Chometz Pesach, and it's not going to be there. You're going to burn it before Pesach, right? Amalek is not going to be there because the Torah tells you, you have to wipe them out. They're going to be wiped out. The concept of Amalek will still be there in a certain sense. In what way? That I'm always going to know and I have to wipe it out. Right? So physically. But things which the Torah does not say has to be wiped out. The Torah says it's Dovar Atome. So now, I was in the, before the Rebbe we had said this, you may think Dovar Atome, it's going to become bottled. The Torah promises not, it's going to be bottled. What is it? It's not going to be there. If the fact that is something which is a Torah says it's not going to be there, this is going to change, that now it's something, it may be eaten, may not be eaten. At that time it's going to be something which is, because the Torah says it's definitely not going to be eaten. So, does this make any sense?
I can have a time with the eaters.
What is it? Remember, what we're doing is, we're moving away from definitions, seichel, above seichel, kabbalah soil, diluim, agililikus, helem, we're moving. There's one thing, there's two things in the world, three things, that I don't know. There's the Eibishter, Torah, and Yisroel, right? That's what we're moving to. We're going away from Goluim. This is what the Rebbe basically done from this stuff, from the right, very beginning, from the beginning of the Nesis. You have like this mind, which it's mind. The Rebbe moved from, there's no categories. There's only Torah and Yisrael. Torah and Yisrael. So therefore, once upon a time you couldn't be told to identify with Torah and Yisrael because you couldn't make it function, so that would not bring you to Avodas Hashem. Now that it all is in our court, there is nothing standing away in your way. We have to identify with it. So the Rebbe is telling us, Torah Yisrael. Once we have this idea of Torah Yisrael, therefore everything remains, and what changes is my perception. So this is what we're going to go into next week. In the Rebbe's words, the object is all going to stay, nothing is going away, no objects are going away, right? So Empire Steeple is going to be there pretty well, very, remember.
The base of
we're going to get to that, but everything goes to the base of language, we'll soon get to that. But the thing is, the only thing is going to change, the way I treat it. Oh, once it's just going to change, everything's going to change the way I treat it, so maybe start treating it different today. If it's something which has to go away, it's gililikus. I don't have a shaykh to gililikus. So I can't really do it. If everything is just coming, or this, I can't take this horse and make him non-existent. You know, it's all these things with Gula is something which is, it's going to happen through a Koyach Ruchni. I don't have a shaykhus to it. I'm not, so it's something, I cannot do it. So I'm dependent on something else. If it's all just tailing his soul, if we now, the Rebbe, the way the Rebbe put everything, there's Teira and Yisrael. Teira and Mitzvah and Yisrael, that's what it is. Everything else is just emanates an extension of our us. So therefore, just start moving into Teira and Yisrael, and we change, bring the Gula. That may make sense?
So you're saying, what does it mean? What tuma exactly is going away?
Very clearly, you know, the Torah says this horse, let's take this duma, this horse cannot be eaten. I'm going to be fully aware that I cannot eat it. That's what it is. The horse is going to be there. Okay?
The tuma is inside of you. The tuma
is inside. There is this suggestion, I should want to do this avera. I'm not going to want. You know why? Because if I start doing mitzvah today, I'm going to see mitzvah's work. I'm going to exclude any concept of ever doing an avera, right? Not because anything above me is going to come down on me and make me change. No. Because I'm going to see, I can start the day doing it. I does not pay to do an avera. Right? As I move on, it's going to be so clear to me, I will never enter a thought of doing an avera. It cannot come from above me, because remember, telling your soul is absolute. If it's coming from above me, it's not me. Remember, it's me. I'm not for a Torah. I'm not for a purpose. So everything has to come from me. It has to be an emanation of me. There's nothing which is changing me. I come above everything, right? Teiri Yisrael is not for Emtsoi. We're not for a purpose. We are not a medium. We are absolute. So there's nothing which can change me, okay? So everything that's going to change is going to be calm, because I'm going to change. The Admosai, I'm going to... Once Torah is at them, there's nothing can change me. I change everything. So what it means very simply, I can start following Torah says, following whatever tells me. Everything works. It works. I'm going to begin to realize that I'm going to come to a situation that this horse is going to, it's not me. And no gift will ever occur to eat a horse. It's going to be absolute. This idea of conceiving such a deer is not going to be there. It's going to be absolute. As I grow with reality and get... That is what it is.
How could it be that nothing is going to change us? The whole point, as I ever spoke about Lunar and Yonigil Mashiach, is that Torah is higher and Torah is able to change you.
It's going to change you to come to realize who you are.
Torah is going to change you.
To change your mindset.
So that's why is Torah going to change you? Why would Torah change you?
Because it's etzem.
No, it's
go out of the goal of slimy. It's you are not. We are not aware of our etzem. It's once upon a time you weren't held up at fault for not being aware. Today it's just up to you. You should be aware. Learn Torah, and Torah tells you everywhere that you do it. That get learn Torah, and you see, I learned Torah, learn the Rebbe's Sichas, and then you see the Rebbe telling you everywhere that you do it. The Rebbe took everything which Sichas had placed above, the Rebbe put it, everything into our court. So the more you learn, you're going to see it clear and clear. It just comes clearer. It does not dissipate, okay? It comes clearer and clearer. And the goal is, comes, if I may say, a bigger joke. You're going to be laughing at many people like I just say. I love him. Okay. It's very clear. Whatever.
The tumah is the tumah inside of you.
The tumah is once upon a time. Let's have it clear. Once upon a time, no. Once upon a time, the quality of Teira Yisrael was not revealed to us. We're not known. It was then Teira. It wasn't discussed. It was always there. Teira Yisrael knew it. Like the Rebbe said, this Rambam, they couldn't tell, this Rambam, do a mitzvah, everything couldn't take, he didn't tell. It was made for Teira Yisrael. This mile of Teira Yisrael was for Teira Yisrael, knew it. Now, so once upon a time, Ruach HaTumah, did he add to Ruach HaTumah?
It's really
entirely. Once upon a time was, no, it's something there. Apes could do it. Apes is going to shift the chains. Then once upon a time, the Ruach HaTumah is going. Nowadays, no, you changed. Tehillim Yisrael. You've been told Tehillim Yisrael. Once you told Tehillim Yisrael, it's basically what the Rebbe is saying in Chof Ches Nissen. It's all you. Gentik. You know, the Rebbe said Tehillim Yisrael in the beginning of the Nisir. That's right, we start. You have this Maimah, Tovshin Yisdalef. Tovshin Yisdalef, the Purim. Very clear mind. The Rebbe said it right away there, the very beginning. In Chof Ches Nissen, the Rebbe says very clear, I gave it all to you. So once the Rebbe says, take me, sorry, he's given it all to us. It's all, that's it. I can give you, there's a practical example of this whole thing. I just said in your house. There's a certain, yeah.
You're saying, in early generation, Ari to me,
The only way I could imagine the idea of Aver Tumen Oretz would be, the only way we could imagine it, the horse going away. It's sort of to the space, right? Nereva brings out.
But it's a Nevuah.
It's a Nevuah, right?
How could it have two different meanings?
It's not two different meanings. It's just a clarification of what it meant. The way I would assume, Chassidus never went to explain us, to tell us that behemoth is going to exist. Chassidus didn't go to the pain to tell us that goyim are going to be existing. They quoted different Mamori Chazal, the Mamori Chazal, the different conflicting Mamori Chazal. They never organized it, Chassidus, to tell us what's going to happen to goyim, you know. The Rebbe were the one who went and sorted the Rav. The Rebbe, because since we were living with a concept of a Lekus, goyim are not going to be there, gone. They're not a Lekus, they're not there, finished. Going to the different memorial Chazal wasn't important, had no relevance. When Mashiach comes, you know what he means, how this one. Now the Rebbe went and took it out. No, because the Rebbe doesn't want to suffice with Hafshat. No, reality, you can identify with it today and work on it. So explain exactly what it means. The Goy is staying there, okay? Those that then, the Behemoth is staying there. All these things are just defined. It was wonderful times, it was not discussed, because it wasn't important to discuss. It's there, you know, you can see it. We go back now, once you have everything that ever said, you look back, you see it's really there. I mean, sometimes it means, but you can see the whole map, it's there, you can see it's there. Example, in Pasha Truma, the Rebbe says, about being the Simcha, they have to, Rebbe goes into Simcha, etc., and the Rebbe at the end of the Sitter says that the Simcha has to be, you know, Pashi says you come home, you make your wife happy, you make your children happy. And the Rebbe says, you should make it, children, as in practice, making your children happy. Because sometimes you rebuke them, but if you've been making them happy, they will look differently at the fact that you rebuke them. Now these are my words. You take the words of the Rebbe. You don't have to see it. You take the words of the Rebbe in the brackets here, and you have to see it for yourself. So I went around to different people in 70, and asking them, what is the Rebbe talking about here, rebuking the child? I mean, the Rebbe is here telling us about building the base of Mikdash. He's here telling us, building the base of Mikdash, you know, and he comes back and tells us, he sort of takes a step back and facing reality, rebuking the child, do it in a nice way. Is the Rebbe sort of switching from this powerful thing, this whole thing about Mikdash, is going now to real reality today, is telling us how to deal with our children? Why did the Rebbe do it? So people tell me, they assume, I ask, is this paragraph here about educating children about Zman HaMashiach, or about Zman HaGolos? So everyone says, listen, you have to break your child, this is Zman HaGolos. They were talking about Zman HaGolos, okay. And this is one of the many examples where we take it according to our perception. No, this is not Zman HaGolos, no way. The Rebbe is giving us a key how to go to Gula. You're always going to be when you go, and whenever you go, however much you advance, there's always going to be children, and the parent is going to be more advanced than the child. So the parent is going to be educating the child, right? We had that thing. The Lo Yilam Do Oidish Israelu does not refer to Asogas HaTorah. It refers. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Oh, you're right. So we had it. So you're going to be educating the child. You're going to educate the child. The Torah says one of the ways you educate a child is sometimes you have to say, this is wrong. Right? There's different levels of saying wrong, but something you have to educate. You have to reprimand. No, in a certain way. Okay. The Rebbe says, the way you today. The Rebbe is telling you every day you have to add in happiness. The Rebbe says you have to be a Purim Chadoshes. Rebbe says this is this whole idea of Rebbe saying every day put a Purim Chadoshes of Simcha. It's mamish a Gula concept. I don't know how everyone thinks it. Part of the Gula, the Rebbe is telling you, I put a Purim Chadoshes in Simcha. I think it's really Zman Gula, but you know, it's up to everyone's choice. The Rebbe is bringing in Gula into Gula. That's what I mean. I'm not denying Gula. The Rebbe is bringing in. He's actually bringing the whole Gula into Gula. So now, the Rebbe is saying, you should be making your children happy. So when you rebuke them, they're going to understand this for their benefit. But the Rebbe is giving clear directions how to go into Gula life. So if you think Gula as something coming from elsewhere, so Gula is a different reality. You know, children are going to be behaving. Remember, it's a different reality. Who's going to be making that different reality? Me. We are going to make it. It's Yisrael and Taylor, right? We're going to make it. If we're going to make it, it's not the same Yisrael. We are Yisrael today. We are going to make it. So, how does it work? Yes. We're going to make a child upset. No way. No child is ever going to be upset. Why? Because we're going to be making them so happy when we're going to have to rebuke them. They're going to appreciate it. So, this is Gula. Okay, I just want to show you this piece. How you know it's this one piece? It depends on your where you are. If you're in a Golos mindset, you may understand it very well, and if you're a Gula mindset, you may understand also very well. Just whatever you choose.
In Parsha, Truma was thinking about that every Jew has to be wealthy.
Yeah.
The same concept.
Yeah, so I didn't manage to go into this. This whole thing of every Jew has to be wealthy. It's a very amazing thing. The Rebbe has explains here that this idea of Yisrael being above Torah, talking about Yisrael is Etzem, and there's not an Emtzoi, and Torah is not an Emtzoi. So within Torah, Yisrael Gufa, Yisrael is above Torah. So this idea that Yisrael is above Torah, but Klal Chassidus is not really mentioned to discuss too much, but it is discussed. But it's discussed as a very high madriga. Mesiras Nefesh, Tshuva. You know, when you're really bottled b'mtzias, in other words, the way everything is Chassidus is, when you're bottled b'mtzias, that's where you can relate to Elikus, right? So when you're talking about this Yisrael above Torah, which is like above Mamish, the highest madriga in Elikus, so it explains when does the Yid can Yid connect to that? Through Tshuva, I'm a drag of Tshuva. So it's never all things which are like above, going out of myself. All Hiddush HaTorah on the highest level. The Rebbe says this idea of Yisrael being above Torah. The Rebbe brings it in our Avos Yisrael. It has to be, it's part of our Avos Yisrael. The Rebbe makes it in the practical reality. Then, Parshas Tovi, the Rebbe says, that every Yid has this virtue of Torah, of Yisrael above Torah. How did the Rebbe explain it? Because Tinik Shanishpa, the Rebbe says, he's not blaming. If you're not observing the Torah, someone is doing a Vedas Chas V'Shalom, he cannot connect with the fact that Yisrael is above Torah. Is if Yisrael above Torah, why? Because we're in Olam Hazeh, we are lower than Torah. The only way we can connect to this thing that you saw above Torah is when we obeying the Torah. Once we obey the Torah, we can connect to the fact that we're above Torah. So when we're not obeying, we can't connect to it. So the Rebbe says here, a Tinik Shanishma, he's not a blame for he's not obeying. He's a Tinik Shanishma, he's not a blame. So he can connect to Yisrael above Torah. If you're not observing the Torah, you're going against the Torah, you can't connect with the Yisrael, the fact that Yisrael is above Torah, because you have to go through the channel of Torah. But Tinik Shanishma, he's not going against the Torah. He does no better. So he is who he is. What is he? He has that quality of Yisrael above Torah. So he can connect to Yisrael above Torah. This is Parshas Tovi. The same thing goes also. So now what the Rebbe has taken now, this thing of Yisrael above Torah, which would be otherwise only by Mesiras Nefesh, by Tshuva, High Madrigas of Bittul, the Rebbe now brought it out to every Yid nowadays. The Rebbe brought it to everybody, we all have it. Now, the same thinking the Rebbe says in Parshas Truma, a Yid, every Yid, the Rebbe says very clearly, every Yid, regardless his level of observance, the Rebbe goes to explain it very clearly, regardless how he is in other things, he has this thing of Yisrael, he's a Yid, and therefore, his first approach to anything, when anything of anything of Torah, anything what the Torah wants him to do, is Zov, he is wealthy. How can you say that this person is wealthy? Because this is once you put this thing that Tinik Shanishma has all the qualities in him, he has this virtue of Yisrael Abab Torah. So he has everything, right? So therefore, every Yid is rich. Is rich. Where is it? Make it happen. I remember, it's Yisrael Abab Torah. It's everything. Make it happen. Make it happen. That make it happen. The Rebbe said it is that way. Explain why. And you have a question, reality. So it's the same question. There's only one answer. Once you come to this thing of Yisrael and Torah, there's only one answer. Make it happen. There's no other answer. Right? Once upon a time, there were we, and there was Eivishter who can help us. Now the Rebbe told us Torah and Yisrael. So the answer is make it happen. Oh, yeah.
There is not necessity to go to the level of Mesiras Nefesh.
No way. It's very clear in the Sefer. That's the whole point. The Rebbe says, where is this? Pashat Truma. Wait, Pashat Truma Nun Beis. Yeah, very, very clear. You take the word very clear. The Rebbe explains. The Rebbe goes into detail explaining. He's talking about every Yid, regardless of the situation. His first approach to life has to be that he is wealthy. That is approach a Yid that you get up in the morning, what is my approach to life? It's all mine. That is the way you have to start. Right? And it's very, 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 very clear. It's very clear. It doesn't matter what this, and that is how you're going to know. I'm not doing Torah mitzvah, I'm not an observant. I want to start observing. My attitude is,
go for it.
The attitude, you are on the top. You are on the. In the world. What does it say? Take this. Look, it's very, very clear that episode is very clear. Okay, but stay there. Okay. Fine. Right. Thank you all for listening. Thank you. God bless you, Shakaya.
Okay. Good. Okay, it was good. It was fine. Or there is nothing changing. Remember, there's nothing changing. It's white, everything now is here, whatever. There is nothing going away. Any theft, any existence we know, is only our perception is going to change, which is very important. And that is, we'll go through everything, look at everything else. Gula and Golus is something which extends from us, not something which we are going to be entering a new era. No. We, it's an extension of ourselves. We are going to, that's what it is, okay? So it's just, everything now is just the way we deal with it. That's what it is. The way we deal with it, that's what it is. We make it Golus, it's going to be Golus. We make it Golus, it's going to be Golus. It's all our perception about everything, which is the difference of Golus and Golus. It's, we come first. Say no. This is what you've been saying all the time. It's once upon a time. A person can't change himself. So Gula is go to this might come from the outside is Guluim. So now I have two choices. I can do an Aveira, not to do it's my choice. Gula, I'm only gonna have one choice.
Okay.
That's the post Havana. Now everything is Torah. Now I have two choices. And I'm going to say it right. I'm going to say it wrong here.
One
option is my option. My attitude. So, okay. Now, look, when I'm thinking now, I have a choice to do an obey or not to do an obey. So I'm not going to do an obey. So how do I see it? This shape of meat is not going to be there probably. The tumma is going to go away. The chetz of the aveda is going to go away. That's why it's going to be. But now that it's all. So that, okay. So now there's different categories. So this really is a sitter, but I don't have it here. There's a different place. Chazer is an individual thing for itself. It won't.
Chaz is going to change. It's not the rule for all animals. It's very clear. It's not the habit from the Rebbe. And then even in animals itself, there's the first period and the second period. There's different ways you can explain the first kufa. There will be, there will be the second kufa. There won't be. And then, but all of this is really variations in it. The general rule is, the point is, nothing is changing. Now, within that, there's certain... So let's say, the best example would be a molech. A molech is not going to be there. The experience of a molech is going to be there. What way? Why will there be experience of a molech? Because remember, this is a vote. It's just, someone brought it up to me today. In our days now, my days now, nowadays now, is a molech by me absolutely non-existent? Or let's say every chepta of the every any aveya, is it completely non-existent for me? It's not non-existent. I can give legitimacy to an aveira, things which I'm not meant to do. I can give certain value. I can appreciate things which I'm not meant to do. In Zman HaGula, I'm going to be the same person. Remember, same person exactly. So I'm not going to, with Zman HaGula, I'm going to have it very clear. I'm not going to even occur to him to want to do that. But remember, I'm the same person. I'm going to know myself. I'm going to know that, how you call it, Maskeeting it seems it's time lost with love. We're going to be reminding ourselves, I'm the same person. If, remember, this avort of maskeeting it seems it's time lost with love, yeah? That lots of us also remember. By the way, it's not really discussed in the Siddur too much. It's the Rebbe's avort. The Rebbe pushes it. That even Zman HaGula, we're going to be remembering it this time. I'm remembering, because following the whole same concept, because it's all, it's me, and Gula and Gula is just an extension of me. So now when it comes to Gula, I'm the same person 5 weeks ago. I wanted to do this. So I'm still going to have to wrap that out. However, remember, however high I go in Gula, like it says in Tanya, I'm always going to know what I wanted once upon a time. So, it's not going to occur to me. But it's me. We know ourselves, right? So we're going to be, our main ability will be growing in Gula. But we're going to be wiping our past off. We're going to, it's always going to be there. So therefore, let's say a molech is not going to be existent. The concept of a molech, where my coldness to Yiddishkeit, I'm going to be overcoming that. I may be very excited in Zman HaGula, but I'll be excited about Yiddishkeit. But I'm going to remember, hey, who was I just yesterday? So what? Okay, so that's why nothing, okay, so nothing goes, yeah, B'seina.
Yeah, but it says even in Gan Eden, you have to...
It's even better. How's it better?
Moshe from the previous Gilu, yeah?
Fine. So, remember, whatever's going to, Mashiach is going to be greater than Gan Eden, everything. It's the same person, remember, it's the same us sitting here in Empire, remember. In Empire Sibba. We're going to come to, remember, it's not enough. The Sibba, remember, whatever's going to, there's another idea of bringing the Gula in Golas. Whatever's going to happen then is going to be sprouting out of now. It's going to be a result of now, right? The Sibba, when was all this created? In Zman HaGolas. So we are going to be living based on what we're doing now. So, we are never going to be, it's always going to be there in us. We're going to be the same. We're only, in the positive, it's all going to be there. We're going to be much more, it's always going to be part of us. Remember, it's not a distinct reality. It's the same person. And so, we're going to be doing it, or if we don't do it, Hashem will at one point get us to do it, but we're going to be doing it. So it's all us. We are going to do it. Remember, again, it's us doing it. So it's always our past is always going to be part of us. That maskinim tis mitzrayim, because you have maskinim tis mitzrayim. We are going to remember the void of Golos. So we won't, we'll be everything with simcha and everything, we'll see the value. But let's say there won't be any tsar, but we will always want to go higher. Oh, whatever, let's not go into all that. Let me just go somewhere. But ideally, it's the same person. Once you have the same person, remember, the same shear, the same thing. Everything is the same. Just our perception is different. Our perception is different. We can, whatever. We're going to be doing who knows what.
We're going to be in
Eretz Yisrael. Nail of us. What us? We are going to be moving to Eretz Yisrael.
We are going. It's all going to come from us.
The whole world is going to be
Eretz Yisrael. World, we're going to. I guess. By the way, this Eretz Yisrael. Let me push it in here right now.
Let's
idea of going to Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes you're going to Eretz Yisrael. There's certain rules how Chassidus works. Yeah, the Rebbe didn't break these rules. The Rebbe had been teaching Chassidus for all the years. He explained everything in logic. When the Rebbe explained that 770 is going to Eretz Yisrael, he was not breaking the definitions which he had integrated into us all the years, how everything has to make sense. And this was no detachment from anything what the Rebbe said before. 770 goes to Eretz Yisrael is a very poshto musik. Let's take it, Riyah and Shmiah. I connect to more deeply. Shmiah, I don't. Okay, and I'm going to make sure I say it and say it right now. 770 now is how far from Eretz Yisrael? 10 hours by flight. Let's say 10 hours, right? Good. What happens when we see how 770, what is 770? 770 made the world, right? The fact that this place is going to be built is coming right out from 770, right? You know, logical, apisechel. It's coming right from 770. Don't think about Mufshot and Mufshotim Ruchnim. Logical, apisechel. 770 is going to tell the world peace. You want peace? You want to be going? You want to give a good life? It's all Torah and mitzvot. We need a Beit HaMikdash. 770 is the building. Let's not go into too much detail. It's all coming from 770. Beit HaMikdash is going to be built on 770. But 770 is here. When the Dvar Hashem is the goal in this world, the Dvar Hashem means the Toichem, the Eichas. What we know now in our concept, in our mind, about 770. When it's going to be clearly Murgish, the world, the physical world is going to identify with it. So, this distance to Yerushalayim, how far is it going to be? Once the physical world, the physical reality of this world identifies with the concepts, the tzura, with the musogim of Torah, they're going to see how the 770 brought to Yerushalayim, it's going to be translated into the physical reality of this world. How far is it going to be 770 to Yerushalayim? If in concept 770 to Yerushalayim is not no distance at all, no, the two poles which 770 actually created Yerushalayim. So with Gashmis, there won't be any difference. Once the Ruchnis, the concept permeates the Gashmis, which is evolving nowadays, 770 is going to be right next to it. The fact that 770 was once 10 hours away, it's going to be B'china Shmiah. It's going to be distant memory. Well, the point is, once you get the whole idea of Ruchnis coming, Ruchnis and Gashmis, Gilil Kus in this world and everything, so 770, this is what Rebbe says, 770 going to Yerushalayim is in literal terms saying what you learned all along about Ruchnis and Gashmis is true. Okay, but let's take it. I just want to say, it's not the idea of 770 going to Yerushalayim is a clear painting in clear terms what it says of Sidus all the years. It's not shattering. Post the Gashmis is going to be what the content of that is. Now we is
that
now
post the content is already mastered from Gashmis.
Once nowadays we have two realities. We have Gashmis and we will have Sidus about Gashmis. Okay, and we would choose to stay that way. Let Gashmis stay where it is, and let's learn Sidus. Okay, that's not going to happen. Gashmis, wherever Sidus is telling us, it's going to be felt more and more begas because the truth is going to be is working and it's going to become more and more true. It's going to become clearer. We're going to be feeling it. And the world is going to be molding itself according to that. Everything Caesar says is going to be felt begas. In clear words, means 770 begas is going there. Why? Because the Gashmis thickest distance today is going to be a past reality to finish Shmiah, right? The reality, the apparent reality is the content of the course behind it, whatever, is going to be very perceivable. So some sense is going to be right there. I just wanted to bring out one point. There's nothing changing. It's just our perception of everything. Because sense, okay. Once you get that, you can understand the same sense is already there. The more we identify it, the more it's going to happen. Okay.
Why the Rebbe didn't say that?
Because the Rebbe, why? Because the Rebbe
didn't. Because
the Chassidus.
Why is the Rebbe?
Why? Because
the Rebbe. Actually going to change just your perception.
No, because of, it's the same answer. It says it everywhere. The Rebbe is it? No.
In the verse, what is
no, there's a because the we had it before. When the Rebbe wants, when the Rebbe is bringing out this point, he brings out this point. He does not want to compromise at this point to answer someone who cannot. I shouldn't be saying these words. Who is not identifying with everything you learned till today? Everything which you've learned, how Tzura and Chaimah. You've learned it all. Now the Rebbe is telling you it's absolute reality. The Rebbe is not going to say. I mean what I'm saying, absolute reality. Begin to realize that this is real. That's what I'm saying. Begin to realize it's real. Unfortunately. Okay. We should leave it for. I just wanted to throw it in that it's all here. I'm sorry. The Rebbe said, I'm sorry. When the Rebbe said, I did it all, I'm sorry. It means that the Rebbe had moved some empty there already. Okay, now we have to identify with it. Okay, we say don't leave. Mm. Don't accept it. I just wanted to throw it in. Yeah, this is what I used to use. The Rebbe, all the time we were told, the Rebbe, everything has to come through our void. And this is something the Rebbe took whatever it said, and he redid it. Dirbetachterim has to be Dachterim. Came the Rebbe and says, Dirbetachterim means we have to create it. Mitzadatachterim. This is the Rebbe's. Rebbe started, it says it goes in its early sixth. Rebbe, this is the whole thing that Rebbe brought in. Dirv Tachtim is not only Dirv Tachtim, it's not enough. No, it has to be Mitzad Tachtim. The Tachtim has to be the Kaili, everything except it. All of a sudden, the Rebbe is telling us, Arumin and Shemai, we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe has built, Chabad has built, everything has to be Avodah. The Rebbe went and took that even further. Even Atmos and Hus, the Rebbe is because they have this early sixth, Atmos and Hus, anything coming from Atmos and Hus has to be with Avodah. There's no place where that's already the Abishter. No! There's no such thing. The Rebbe took it all out. The Rebbe, then, all the years, the Rebbe very clear. All of a sudden, the Rebbe still wants to take a shortcut. He's educated us a certain way. He told us, hey, listen, 1 second you're going to be there. He sort of retracted. The Rebbe took a shortcut. He wants the Mashiach to come, so he wants us, whatever, he wants to inspire us. There's different ways of saying it. You know, you can go around, you'll hear people telling you different things, why the Rebbe said these things. All of a sudden, the woman's Arumin and Shemaya. That's not part of our Veda is. No. Rebbe is saying literally what he's saying now. He's saying in telling. Till now, he explained it in Mesogim. Telling you dry. Now, these Mesogim, these are the literal facts. You're going there in 1 second. It's going to happen in 1 second, etc. You're going there. So, it's not. It's all whatever. We can't cover the whole thing. The void of it has already been done already, etc. etc. We went to the void has been done. We just identified it's been done, etc. etc. Okay. So this is it's not a breakaway from Chabad. The idea of Beis Hamikdash growing into the 7th century movement is a tifle geshmak at the hair and the chassidus. And the only difference between this the hair and any other the hair, all other the hairs were limited to the hair. This is also real. Okay. So.
When king go to the war, he open all the treasures.
Yeah.
And this is idea which Rebbe presents, but never was presented before in such
very
such war.
Yeah. Rebbe put it in the cities of whatever. The Rebbe started thinking a lot of things, and just put it point blank. You know, without introductions, because this is what we have. We are not meant to be carried away with concepts now. We have to realize it's real, you know, move from the concept, realize it's real. But the explanation to all of it is it's explained all the way. It's been all it is. They have chassidus from Alter Rebbe. It's not a breakaway from chassidus, it's not a breakaway from everything. The Rebbe just took everything from the previous Rebbe, just added more of it, you made everything up, you know, everything. Everything is of it, the Rebbe took everything. This is not a break. It's not a breakaway. No, the Rebbe is saying, okay, so now you know it's all done. You have it all. Now this is what it is. This is all today. Wow.
The Rebbe said he did everything
means it's also that's why he did everything. That's why I said that's it. So now
everything's done.
You know, yes, this thing about I threw it in just to, but let's leave it for another time. We'll come to it. I have it sort of broken down in. And I have it broken down, and what's it called? In other words, it means that chassidus is real. That's what it means. It's real. Okay, you always had Baruch chassidus is real, and I'm still here. Okay, as long as I don't disappear, this is beautiful. Now that I'm saying, you know, baby, it's real, real, real. You're going somewhere. You're not saying where you are. So that's what I'm saying. Okay, Mr. Leda. Okay, that's what I want.
Good night.